This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
Guy plays the guitar, stands out front. Can you do it? Was married for a short while to Stevie Nicks.
Peter?
Bob. A fat guy named Al. That's right.
And Chad P.
A fat guy named Al. Look, if you're listening and your name is Al and you happen to be a bit on the plentiful side.
Class is in.
I think John Gosselin is right.
I think Kate Gosselin is right.
I'm going to watch John and Kate plus 8.
Oh, those poor kids.
I know. This is Rock School, ladies and gentlemen.
That's
the
right.
Best radio show you're listening to right now.
The only undefeated radio show.
Until we play Brett Favre.
Ooh, yeah.
My name is Joe Burns, a professor in the communication department. Sitting to my immediate right is...
Chad P.
Okay, let's do another radio show for everybody.
Okay.
This is another one of those interesting little radio things. If you have spent any time with this here radio show, Rock School, you know that I used to be a disc jockey. As a matter of fact, I programmed radio stations for a little over a decade, about 12 years, and I was a morning disc jockey. The world of radio is a whole lot of hurry up and wait.
Yeah, it is.
Hours of just sitting around waiting for the show to start. So you do all these little games, you know, name bands with brothers in them. What do the lyrics to American Pie mean? And blah, blah, blah. One of the little games that I was actually kind of good at was name bands that have three lead singers.
This topic is hard.
Can you come up with any of them? Bands that have three. Now, here's the rules. Now,
I know you say I change
the rules halfway through.
I'm not rigging. Okay.
Listen to me, audience members. Here are the rules. The lead singers must be in the band at the same time, and they all must have been the lead singer on a song. Now, I don't mean like there's a lead singer and two backup singers. I mean, all three singers must be in the band at the same time, and they all must have been lead singers on a hit song.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah.
Let's begin with this one.
What?
That little band out of Chicago, Styx.
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 I thought Dennis was the only lead singer.
Oh, no. No, no, no. Dennis DeYoung had hits with, say, Mr. Roboto, Come Sail Away, Babe, right?
Yeah.
Tommy Shaw.
I didn't know Tommy Shaw sang.
Oh, yeah. Too Much Time on My Hands, Fooling Yourself, Renegade.
Okay.
The third lead singer and the one we're going to play.
Who?
James J.Y. Young had a hit off the Paradise Theater album with Snowblind. And the one we're going to play, Miss America from The Grand Illusion back in 1977.
Hmm.
One band, three lead singers. Start thinking about it, audience members. How many can you do? One band, three lead singers. Coming back with more Rock School.
That song.
Yeah, I love it.
I like that. A nice little beat at the beginning. All right, I was thinking while the song was playing to see what I could come up with, and I have two.
Okay.
Fleetwood Mac.
Yes, and we'll play them a little later
on. I got that. And Mamas and the Papas.
I don't know.
No, I don't know.
I didn't bring Mamas and the Papas.
Well, you had Mama Cass.
Yes, and she sang lead on a few.
And then you had...
Phillips.
Yeah, Phillips.
And he lied to sing. Now, here's the question.
I think...
Name for me the song where Denny sang lead. He's the tenor of the group.
I thought that he did.
What about Michelle Phillips?
I thought Michelle Phillips did one.
Okay, now she may have like pumped out a line here or there, but did she really sing a hit?
So I guess this is where it gets in the shades of gray.
Oh, that's the shade. Yeah, that's where the fight comes in, back and forth. You got another one? What's the other one you were thinking?
I don't want to play this game anymore. No,
Peter, Paul, and Mary?
No, because
did they all sing lead on a hit?
I don't know.
That's the question. Now, we'll get back to Fleetwood Mac. Now, Fleetwood Mac is one of the groups, but I want to do the... Can you do it?
I don't know. Eagles. Oh.
Eagles. Now, here's the question.
Okay.
Who are the three lead singers?
Don Henley.
Don Henley sang Witchy Woman, Hotel California. Uh-huh. Can you do another one?
Joe Walsh?
No. Joe Walsh isn't one of them.
He didn't sing?
He sang backup.
Oh.
He sang backup.
All right.
Now, he had some hits on his own in the city, but...
Not during the Eagles. Okay.
Yeah. Glenn Frey. Take It Easy.
Yeah,
Already Gone. Tequila Sunrise. Can you do a third one?
No, I can't.
Timothy B. Schmidt.
Schmidt.
He was the bassist. He had a hit with I Can't Tell You Why on the Long Run LP back in the 1980s.
Is this going to be one of those deals where, like, oh, he had a hit on this album, which was bootlegged, and it's
you got to turn it
to the B-side.
No, I Can't Tell You Why is a major, major hit. It really is.
All right.
But it's not what we're going to play.
Of course not.
Don Henley's
That's not what we're about.
No. Don Henley's One of These Nights. That's what we're going to rip for you right here. Rock School.
Okay. I looked him up.
You went to Wikipedia, didn't you?
I looked it up, you know, because I really thought that Joe Walsh had contributed as a lead vocalist. But
now,
what I found was he did so much solo stuff in between. Like, you know, he'd record with the Eagles on a Sunday and go do a solo thing on a Tuesday.
And with a bunch of other groups as well. And producing and all that kind of stuff. And he worked with Gibson on the Les Paul. And life's been good to me so far.
Yeah.
A lot of hits with that. And he was with the James Gang. So there are a lot of songs where he is the lead singer. Now, we've got a pretty good listening audience out there.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's entirely possible somebody's going to say, aha, gotcha. Here's where he did. But
I love it.
I didn't see it. You didn't see it.
I didn't see it either.
But it's entirely possible somebody will catch us on that one.
Cool.
Now, you mentioned another band that has three lead singers.
Fleetwood Mac.
That's the only one I know for sure. Well, let's see if we can do it. I'll give you the first one. Stevie Nicks.
Yeah, I know her.
Right. She did Landslide, Gold Dust Woman, Dreams. Can you do any of the other two?
No, I just know there's three.
How about Christine McVie?
Okay.
She did Say You Love Me, Songbird, Over My Head.
Mm-hmm.
And the third one, the male lead vocalist. Guy plays the guitar, stands out front. Can you do it? Was married for a short while to Stevie Nicks.
Peter?
Bob, that's a fat guy named Al. Lindsey Buckingham.
Okay.
There you go. There's your three. He did Go Your Own Way, Don't Stop, and the one we're going to play, one of my favorite, with I think it's the USC Marching Band. Am I right about that?
Why are you asking me all these questions?
I think I'm right about that.
I'm the producer. You're the brains.
I might be wrong about this. It's a big California marching band.
Okay.
Here's Tusk. Let's go to Wikipedia and look that up on Rock School. Okay, I was right. We looked it up on Wikipedia. Mm-hmm. What are you so upset about? It's the Trojan Marching Band. What are you so upset about?
You're a butthead.
Why? What did I do? Oh, because I made fun of you with the fat guy named Al?
I don't know all of the names. I'm trying to spoon-feed you a first name, thinking that you'll come up with the last name.
We should have spoon-fed me Lindsay.
Well, I didn't know. A fat guy named Al.
By the way, that's the official mascot of Rock School. A fat guy named Al.
Look, if you're listening and your name is Al, and you happen to be a bit on the plentiful side... You can shoot an email and let Burns know.
We would love it if there's anybody out there with actual artistic skills. If you could actually draw the mascot for Rock School.
Yeah.
Yeah, a fat guy named Al. That's what we'd like. Hello, KSCL. Thank you for running Rock School up there in the greater Shreveport metropolitan area.
Hello, Salamanca, Spain, Radio Universidad. Gracias for being part of the Rock School Radio Network.
More emails every week from the iTunes listeners.
Yep.
God bless every one of you. Thank you so much for listening. Keep the emails coming. Let us know where you're listening because we are having a great time hearing from you and trying to reply to all of your emails. Thank you so very much. Back in a minute on Rock School. You're listening to Rock School, and this week's topic is bands with three lead singers. Three lead singers in the band at the same time. Nice little piece of trivia.
Mm-hmm.
How about the Beach Boys?
Okay.
Beach Boys. Mike Love.
Mike, yeah.
Mike Love did Surf and Safari, Surf and USA, Little Deuce Coupe, Fun, yep. Fun, Fun. Okay.
He did the majority of them, correct?
Pretty much, yeah. Okay. In fact, as far as I know, and I could be wrong about this as well, he's the only remaining Beach Boy that's actually touring as Beach Boys,
which
meets the letter of the law.
That's right, according to the show that we did a few weeks back.
Yeah, by all means, go take a look at that one. Al Jardine, Help Me Rhonda, Heroes and Villains, California, you know. Carl Wilson, Good Vibrations, Darling, Wild Honey, God Only Knows.
There's another one, though, right?
Brian Wilson.
Brian Wilson.
Now, Brian
that
Wilson.
That was before or after he went, woohoo.
Well, yeah, he schizophrenia, it was, bipolar disorder.
Yep.
He did some lead singing on Pet Sounds. The big one would be
Wouldn't It Be Nice?
Yeah. And by the way, that's that whole concept of going insane. I just did a lecture on that here
there.
At school.
Yep.
And we're going to turn that into a Rock School show. So
nice.
Those are your three. Mike Love, Al Jardine, Carl Wilson. And if you want to throw it in just for fun, Brian Wilson.
Why not?
Let's do one of the early ones.
Okay.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on in safari with me. Rock School.
Let's go surfing now, everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me. Come on a safari with me.
Early in the morning we'll be starting out. Some honeys will be coming along. We're loading up our woody with our boards inside and heading out singing our song. Come on baby, wait and see. Yes, I'm going.
Rock School, as we do bands that have three lead singers. We got just a short time before the bottom of the hour. Let's do a real quick one.
Okay.
Bands that have three lead singers. How about bands that have four lead singers?
Okay, who?
Beatles. John.
What?
John, Paul, George, Ringo.
All four of them had, well, they had hits, huh?
Every single one of them as a solo artist and as a Beatle.
Well, John and Paul had the most, right?
Yes. Ringo had Octopus's Garden, Little Help from My Friends, Yellow Submarine, and George had Taxman, Within You, Without You, and this one, The Savoy, Truffle, Rock School. There's the Beatles and Savoy Truffle. Now, a lot of people know this because I've mentioned this on the show, but my son is named after a Beatles song.
Mm-hmm.
My son Maxwell, it's named after Maxwell's Silver Hammer. I almost named my cat after a Beatles song. My cat, my little white cat named Chloe, was almost named Truffle because of that song, Savoy Truffle. Go ahead, let it out. Go ahead, laugh. Laugh at my child. Laugh at my son.
I'm sorry. I had to. You don't always have to name something after a rock and roll thing.
No, you don't have to. That's why I call you Layla when we're walking down the hall.
I call you a fat guy named Al.
My name is Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
There you go. Let's do something at the bottom of the hour, ladies and gentlemen. 7 days, 70 seconds, November 2nd. That's a Monday all the way through November 8th. That is a Sunday. Chad, if you would, please.
Okay, November 2nd in 1958, Billboard Magazine introduced the Top 100 chart, ranking the top 100 singles in order for the very first time.
And again, if you want to go back to the archives on the website, kslu.org, you will find a little chalkboard on the right that says Rock School. You will hear about, what, a month ago?
Yeah, I think
our Billboard show that explains all of that. Man, we do shows that are timely. November 3rd, 1988, U2's concert movie Rattle and Hum premieres.
All right, on November 4th, The Last Waltz, which was the film of the last concert from the band, it premiered in New York City.
Great, great documentary. Get a hold of it. November 5th, 1965, The Who released what a lot of people believe is to be the first rock and roll song ever, the tune My Generation.
This is probably my favorite one I've ever done. On Friday, November the 6th, that's a Friday this year, but back in 1973, Graham Parsons' manager, Phil Kaufman, was fined $300 for, get this, stealing Parsons' body from the Los Angeles International Airport. Kaufman claimed that it was Parsons' wish to be cremated, so right. He stole his body.
Oh, but that's not where the story ends.
Oh, no?
He tries to cremate the body.
Oh, okay.
Oh, go look it up. November 7th, 1989, MTV Europe broadcasts the first live feed to East Berlin on the same day the East German cabinet resigns amid mounting nationwide unrest. The Berlin Wall comes down the next day. On November 8th, that's a Sunday this time, but back in 1971, Sozo is released. Led Zeppelin 4 comes out, and the world was never the same. We are talking about bands that have three lead singers. Chicago. Terry Kath did Make Me Smile, Free, Color My World. Peter Cetera did 25 or 6 to 4, Feeling Stronger Every Day, Just You and Me. And the third lead singer at the same time, Robert Lamb. Beginnings, Saturday in the Park, and Does Anybody Really Know What Time It Is?
I do.
Rock School. Chicago and Robert Lamb. Does anybody know what time it is?
Dude, I so should have gotten that one because we played Saturday in the Park for the Summer Song Show,
right.
And you actually quizzed me on that. Robert Lamb. Who was the third lead singer? Robert Lamb.
You know, the problem is it's all recall. Whenever you watch these things, you ever watch Jeopardy? And after the answer is given, I knew that. You really did.
Yeah.
You know, I say that to my wife. I knew that. And she looks at me and goes, sure you did, Rock School. Sure you did.
We did.
Just
ask the fat guy named Al. We knew that. We did.
Three Dog Night. The three lead singers are Danny Hutton, Chuck Negron, and Corey Wells. These guys, between 69 and 75, were everything. I have two greatest hits albums from these guys. Love them to death. They had 21 hits.
21?
Over a six-year period. We're going to play Liar from their album Naturally back in 1971. One of my favorites. Nice and Hard from Three Dog Night. The thing is, from this point, or up to this point, I've been saying the lead singer and the song they sang, and the lead singer and the song they sang, these guys just trade off leads.
Oh.
Each one of them do leads, but you have a specific lead for each one of them.
Mm.
And the voices, it's not like one of them's a tenor, one of them's a baritone, and one of them is sort of a higher tenor.
Mm-hmm.
They all seem to have the same range, if you will. So I started looking, because I wanted to find a website that said, here's a lead singer here, here's a lead singer here. You never know when they switch off. So it's one of these three guys singing Liar. Rock School.
You know, in wrestling, they call that the Freebird Rule.
What's that?
The Freebird Rule was where you had a stable of wrestlers, three or more, and when they wrestle in a tag team match, any two of them could wrestle.
So wrestling.
Well, it's my hobby.
Do you clothesline your son? Wham! Jacob, you really should have watched that, man.
Well, I
come
try
off
to,
the ropes I, at your wife
I try
something.
To teach him the best methods of self-defense, yes. He's getting better.
Oh, good. Has he learned the clothes hook yet?
No. Oh, he's learned the shot in the crotch.
Oh, well, see, there you go.
If don't act just... like you don't wrestle with your son.
No, not like that. No, my daughter, on the other hand, has hit me so hard, I've seen stars. So we got to take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to do another group that has three lead singers, sometimes four, sometimes three.
Three,
they switch
four?
Off back and forth.
Oh.
See if you can figure it out. Hello there, KLSU. We love that you run this program over there in Baton Rouge.
Not only in Baton Rouge, but in Burlington, Wisconsin, courtesy of WBSD. Thank you so much for being part of the Rock School Radio Network.
And iTunes. We'll be back in 1 minute. Rock School. All right, we're back. Now, we're talking about groups that have three lead singers. Now, I said this was a group of three and sometimes a fourth. Can you do it?
I think I figured it out.
Do it.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
And Young for
and
the fourth
Young.
One. Good for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know them because I'm okay.
Yeah, very good. You're not as dumb as you look. You couldn't be.
Well, thanks.
Okay.
Thank you.
Crosby had a hit with Guinevere, Almost Cut My Hair. Stephen Stills, Sweet Judy Blue Eyes, See the Changes. Marrakesh Express for Nash, Teach Your Children, Just a Song Before I Go. And Young, Ohio.
Ohio.
Not bad. Let's do one from Daylight Again back in 1982. Here is Stills, Southern Cross. Rock School.
Town on a boat from the southern islands, sailing to reach before a following sea. She was made.
That's pretty. I mean, really pretty.
I like
Cross.
That group.
Oh, yeah.
I
absolutely beautiful. Okay. We have gotten to the point where I have now played a song from every group I've brought. When we play this next song, we're going to play one from every group that I've actually brought here.
Nice.
So if there are more groups that have three lead singers, I don't know about them.
Mm-hmm.
It's entirely possible we're going to get some email. Can you do any more groups? There's one more that I have on this piece of paper.
I'm drawing a blank.
The Who.
What?
The Who. Roger Daltrey.
Well, I know him.
Many. Tons of them. Happy Jack, I Can See for Miles, Pinball Wizard. John Entwistle, the bassist.
The bass player, okay.
Boris the Spider.
Okay.
Was a hit off the album A Quick One back in 66.
Who's the third?
Pete Townsend.
Pete.
He sang on Eminence Front. He sang on Baba O'Reilly. Now someone is going to say, no, he only sang part of those songs. You're right. He sang the whole way through a song on the album Who's Next called Going Mobile.
Mobile.
On Rock School. Pete Townsend going mobile on Rock School with
you
the
really,
Who.
You really pronounce it mobile?
That's why they say it in the song.
Are just being silly?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. It's mobile, obviously,
right.
But in the song, to make it last that extra syllable to go into the music, mobile,
okay.
That long I.
Well,
that's
see,
in there.
I like to do that long I just to be silly. I'll say to my wife sometime, go add some chlorine to the pool. The water's green.
Chlorine.
Yeah. I know. I'm just being stupid.
I found some other bands that had three lead singers, but the songs or the singers weren't all in the band at the same time.
Well, I thought of some of those, but
Black Sabbath?
Yeah, Black Sabbath and Van Halen.
Yeah, exactly.
No, Van Halen.
The Van Halen was David Lee Roth, Sammy Hagar, and Gary Cherone.
Cherone, yeah.
Not Cherone.
No.
Cherone. Black Sabbath, Ozzy Osbourne, Ronnie James Dio, and Ian Gillan. Now someone's going to say, what about Glenn Hughes, Roy Gale? Well, not really. There's only three biggies.
Pink Floyd, yeah.
Roger Waters, David Gilmour.
And Sid Barrett.
Sid Barrett.
That's right.
Let's play one from Sid Barrett.
Please.
See Emily Play. Rock School.
Emily tries, but misunderstands.
Yeah, Sid Barrett. He's actually also part of that Madness lecture that you did, right?
Yeah, which will become a show.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, which will become a show.
That's cool.
Let me give you one more. Iron Maiden had three lead singers, Paul Di'Anno, Bruce Dickinson, and Blaze Bailey.
That's right. Hey, I noticed something. Our timing today was a little off.
No, it was way off by 3 minutes. It was by 3 minutes off.
So we need to fill 3 minutes. I'm going to ask you to do something we've never done on this show.
Which is?
Play the same artist twice.
Yeah, what do you want to play?
Help Me Rhonda by the Beach Boys.
You got it.
Would you mind doing that for me?
Yeah, we got to wrap up the hour.
Thank you.
I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
Help Me Rhonda. Class is dismissed.
Well, since she put me down, I bet I'll do it in my head. I come in late at night.